This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Wittekin.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it's getting to be that time of the year when we have little trick-or-treaters knocking at the door, and you hope for the ones that are cute in their little creative homemade costumes. More likely you get a surly teenager wondering why you haven't filled up their entire pillowcase, but that's another show. Want to talk about the candy and some of the things that are in it that might be affecting our children in ways we hadn't thought about, because it isn't like just one night of indulgence. If it was that, we could live with that. We collect so much of this stuff and then dole it out over the next, you know, tides us over until Christmas when we can get another batch. And too often the adults dipping into that thinking, oh, well, we're really just helping the children. But what all are we doing to ourselves? And on this program, we've talked over the years many times about the effects of sugar and trans fats and all that kind of thing. But we've really not spent enough time on the additives portion of that. And this is something that really affects us every day, not just at Halloween, and it affects adults as well as children. And no better person to be here with us today to talk about that than Jane Hersey. She's an activist with a charity called the Feingold Association. She joined them in 1976 when the diet recommended by Dr. Feingold helped her daughter's behavior problems and her husband's severe migraine headaches. She's the director since 1985, edits their newsletter called Pure Facts. She's the author of the books Why Can't My Child Behave? Notice it's not Why Won't My Child Behave, it's Why Can't My Child Behave? And Healthier Food for Busy People. She's testified before the National Institutes of Health, the USDA, Congress, and Head Start consultant, has lots of other credentials. We want to introduce her and welcome her to the show. Before we take this first break, when we come back, we're going to have a lot of information about what's in our food. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I've spent a little time looking at the Feingold website. It's called, you don't have to know how to spell Feingold. The website is ADHDdiet.org. If you go to ADHDdiet.org, a lot of great information. And in this next minute, give us a little background on Dr. Feingold, since we will take his name and use it throughout the show. Give us a little background on him in a minute.
Right, yes. He passed away in 1982, but he was an eminent doctor, both allergist, immunologist, and pediatrician, and he was chief of allergy at Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in San Francisco.
Okay, that's a good place to draw a line here. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about synthetic food dyes and all the other additives that are in our food that affect us in ways we hadn't thought about. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores nationwide, or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, get it today.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins, the producer of the Healthy by Nature show with Marty Wittekin. Sponsors like Real Food Grocery keep us on the air and provides you with tremendous products. Gail Pruitt from Real Food Grocery is here with me today. Gail, some of our listeners may not have a health food store in their neighborhood.
Well, never fear. Real Food Grocery is here.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. We carry all the products that are advertised on Marty's show. We will even tell stores how to carry them. We have great products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus and all products from the Essential Formulas. The best colostrum products from Percoba, MacNut Oil, it's healthful and delicious. And some products from Kyolic, Jarro, FlexNow, and Nordic Naturals, too.
Thank you, Gail. Folks can see all the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536 or at realfoodgrocery.com.
You can learn more about today's show by going to radiomarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We are pleased to have with us today Jane Hershey. She joined... And Jane, I keep wanting to say Hershey. It's Hershey.
You know, everybody does, but I tell people, no, it's Hershey, and the difference is that we're natural and they aren't.
Okay. Well, getting right into the meat of things here, we're talking about food additives in general, but we kind of tied it in because we're looking down the throat of Halloween here, and we'll have some decisions to make, and we'll hopefully give you something safe that you can give out, and not little tubes of non-fluoride toothpaste. We'll get your house egged. We'll think of something. And if you'd like to be a part of the discussion, our phone number is 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-8255, and that's our number even if you don't want to be a part of the discussion. Jane, first of all, Feingold, and I first heard of it in the early 80s,
yeah.
And as we were starting to see in our schools this rash of problems with attention deficit disorder when medical science discovered that we had this massive Ritalin deficiency going on, and that kids just, it was no longer the one busy little boy in the class, it was the entire class had to be sedated. And one of the things that came to light in Search for Natural was the Feingold diet, and I'm getting from your personal history, from things I see on the website, and just what I know, that adults aren't all that different from children.
Absolutely.
You don't have to have a diagnosis, and you don't have to be a kid for this to be important. Can we establish that right away?
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Feingold once said, hey, these kids stand out so much, even the babysitter can do the diagnosis. It's not this big mystery. When you eat stuff that's full of nasty chemicals, you're going to pay a price for it. It may be behavioral, it may be in terms of a health effect, or it may be affecting your ability to focus and pay attention.
So when we start ingesting chemicals that have never been before on the planet, what kind of testing do those get in order to be granted that GRAS status so that they can go into the food?
For the most part, no testing. They were grandfathered in. Basically, it's kind of like our justice system. These synthetic chemicals are considered innocent until proven guilty. There are some rules on the books that came in much later, but those are routinely ignored by the Food and Drug Administration. Bread number 3, for example, is clearly an illegal dye because it's known to cause thyroid cancer in animals, but it's still in our food. It's just not allowed to be put in every type of food. So, for example, if you buy candy, it may contain red number 3. But if you buy a chunk of cheese with red wax coating, it's not allowed to be in the red wax coating.
Because so many people eat the red
wax
coating.
It must be. I haven't figured that one out. But what we try to do is we make it as easy as possible for people to find the things that they would normally buy. And if that means Halloween candy, we show you how to find Halloween candy that doesn't have the worst of the synthetic additives. And the funny thing about this, people start out thinking, oh, my gosh, this must be this health food thing. Well, it really isn't. It's more like a gourmet diet. A health food diet would say you can't have that chocolate candy bar.
Eat carob and pretend.
Right. That's right. A gourmet diet says, hey, you and I both know we're going to have that chocolate. Let's find the high-quality chocolate, the chocolate without the fake vanilla. However, let's pay really low prices for it. So this is one of, beside the fact that you can eat chocolate, I mean, this is another reason why I like the Fine Gold program so much, but you find the best foods, and the majority of them are very inexpensive. Highly processed, junk-filled food is extremely expensive, and people don't, they think it's the other way around. It really isn't.
Well, with the foods you just described, the really junky ones, the money that you pay for it goes to the marketing to get you to buy it. It doesn't go into the ingredients,
that's
and I think
right.
that's the biggest difference.
Well, and also, you know, go into one of those upscale chocolate stores in the mall, and they're selling, I don't know whether I should mention the name, it starts with a G, but they're selling their chocolate.
Go right ahead.
Okay, Godiva chocolate, $40 a pound, and it has fake vanilla flavoring. I have been in dollar stores, Big Lots, I can go to Walmart, Target, as well as the good stores, the healthy stores, such as Whole Foods and the natural food stores, and even many supermarkets. And I can find natural chocolate at incredibly low prices. It's amazing.
Yeah, that really is. And why don't we start with what is the difference between vanillin and vanilla?
Right.
Because
well,
that's a subtle distinction lost on a lot of people.
Absolutely. And I have a hunch that that's intentional. When you look at the label quickly, you can mistake it for vanilla. Vanilla is a very expensive flavoring, very delicious flavoring. And for some strange reason, there are a lot of things that can impart the aroma or the sensation of vanilla. There, it can come from many sources. One is petroleum. And let me add right now that the synthetic dyes that we eliminate and the preservatives we eliminate are also made from petroleum, second cousin to gasoline. So vanilla can come from petroleum, but it can also come from the industry waste products, from the garbage that comes out of pulp mills, paper mills. There's a chemical called sulfite liquor, which for some reason has a gives the sensation of vanilla. And, of course, the environmentalists were very happy when this stuff started getting bottled and sold as imitation vanilla flavoring because it had been polluting the streams. When the paper mills dumped the waste product into the streams, it was polluting them. So instead, some enterprising folks built bottling plants next to the paper mills so they could bottle this stuff and sell it to consumers. Now, the fact that it is very inexpensive is misleading, because what you're actually paying is grossly overpriced. And if I may add one more thing about growth, vanilla flavoring can come from a lot of strange things. There's a company in Japan that managed to extract an aromatic ingredient of vanilla from cattle dung. I'm not making this up. I'm not that creative.
Are you sure?
I know. Who would come up with something like that? The vanillin is expected to be used as a fragrance in shampoo and candles. Now, I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot more bizarre than that.
Well, actually, as gross as it sounds, that's probably better than being the toxic waste cleanup system.
At least it's natural.
Yeah, well, and if we avoid the ones that come from the petrochemical industry, maybe we're helping in some little way the energy crisis because we're not using oil products to flavor our food.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And if you look at the statistics in the increase in food dyes, the yellow 5, the red 40, the blue 1, over a 50-year period, this has increased. The use of food dyes in the United States has increased by 500%, which I think is part of the answer of why years ago you might find one or two kids in a classroom who were a little antsy, who couldn't focus, etc. And today there are so many children having these problems. Well, when you increase the amount of these chemicals fivefold, you're going to have problems. But you don't have to, because there are plenty of things out there, that candies included, that don't have the worst of the additives.
Well, there are other things that we've talked about that contribute to this growing problem with ADD. D, and one of them is lack of the beneficial fish oils.
Oh,
and,
I totally
omega-3.
Agree.
And you might find this really interesting, this recent study that supplementing fish oil helps with salicylate intolerance. We haven't talked about the salicylates.
Yeah,
but this,
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, it's a brand new study. So one of the ways all the good stuff works together, and it seems that the bad stuff works together, so we've got to kind of work harder at that balance. When we, after this break, we'll come back, we'll talk about more about what are the substitutes, and I don't care how specific you get, the more people can take this information and be accurate in going into the stores and know what to do, that's, you know, that's all the better. And
right.
And if it isn't just a Godiva, there's also another one with a G, the Ghirardelli, that is easy to find everywhere.
Absolutely,
is
it, we use a lot of
it. Is it okay?
Yeah, most of the versions are okay. The plain milk and dark are okay. The filled ones, the ones with the filling, not always necessarily okay. Some are, some are not.
Well, and you've got to read labels, you've got to read labels, you've got to read labels, because these foods sometimes, they don't look red number one or blue number two. I sometimes don't even understand why they use these ingredients. They are masked by other things anyway. But more of that with Jane Hersey. I've let the H out this time. Jane Hersey, when we come back to Healthy by Nature, I'm Marty Whittakin, and we'll talk about what to give out on Halloween. So please stay tuned.
Did your mother tell you to eat your broccoli? Well, scientific studies prove that she can now say, I told you so. Broccoli contains an exciting phytonutrient, sulforaphane. Toxins are a major factor in most degenerative diseases, from heart disease and diabetes to cancer. The body tries to detoxify, but too often the process gets stuck. Sulforaphane helps complete the process. Sulforaphane also protects our cells as a powerful antioxidant, neutralizing dangerous free radicals. That even protects our DNA, so that cells replace themselves properly. But no one wants to eat broccoli. 3 meals a day. The answer is BroccoMax from Jarro Formulas. Each capsule contains 30 milligrams of sulforaphane glucosinolate, concentrated to at least 20 times more than is found in the mature broccoli plant. For a limited time, buy one 60-capsule bottle of Jarro BroccoMax and get the second one free. To take advantage of this great offer, go to BroccoMax.com, BroccoMax.com, or call toll-free 1-800-768-1008 today. That's 800-768-1008.
Mac nut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Mac nut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Mac nut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal and stir fry. MacNut also makes a great salad dressing. Use MacNut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only MacNut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for MacNut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Hi there, Andy Hopkins here, producer of the Healthy by Nature show. I'm with Gail, president of our valued sponsor, Real Food Grocery. Gail, there is a supplement that you told me about that every guy over 30 years old should be taking. What is that?
It's Sol Palmetto by Jarro Formulas, Andy. Recent studies show that Sol Palmetto inhibits the process that leads to enlarged prostate. Most people have seen commercials for a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that deal with this enlarged prostate. Sol Palmetto has been shown to be at least as effective as those drugs, and it is natural. I'd like to tell our female listeners, if you are disturbed by your husband's middle-of-the-night trip to the bathroom, you may want to order Jarro's Formula Sol Palmetto. It's a little healthful present for your man.
Thanks, Gail. Folks can see all of the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Toll-free 877-673-2536. Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Welcome back. Our guest is Jane Hersey. She's the director of the Feingold Association. More about the association and a lot of useful information at ADHDdiet.org. And we're talking today ostensibly about Halloween candy, but we're really talking about reading labels, finding out what the additives are that might be harmful to your health. And if you go to the website under scientific studies, just a wealth of them about everything from allergy and asthma to bedwetting, depression, eye problems, skin problems, sleep problems, digestive problems. Apparently our bodies do not like this chemical soup that we're throwing down. And in your bullet points, Jane, you had things like yellow 5 being associated with some things, including sleep disturbance, asthma, and hives. Well, that cuts across all gender and age groups. Yellow 6 and a bunch of things, including indigestion. So let's give our kids a whole bunch of yellow 6 and then Tagamet for two-year-olds to help undo the digestive dilemma that we create.
Absolutely. And when the child behaves badly as a result of eating petrochemicals, the answer is the prescription pad and more chemicals, which, by the way, a lot of the drugs given to these children are artificially colored as well. So here we go round again. But
I think we call that planned obsolescence. It's that principle whereby you create a new market with whatever you're doing. And sadly, I think that sounds – this is one that I think everybody would find shocking, that blue 2 and some of the other synthetic dyes may contain trace amounts of lead, arsenic, and mercury. We
Absolutely.
Talk a lot about those heavy metals and their effects.
Yes, and the fact that they are, quote, certified means not that they are free of these toxins, but that they don't have more than a certain amount of them. So it's okay to put these poisons in dyes or to have them appear in the dyes, but you're not supposed to have too many. Now, most of the dyes that are used in the United States start out in petroleum refineries in China, and as far as I can tell, their quality control is not the best.
Well, and their air quality isn't the best, and the lead that's in the air gets in even if they have good quality control, unless they specifically go after removing it. So it's a scary business, and especially when we put too much trust in these recommendations that are so often heavily influenced by the foxes that are guarding the hen house.
Well, the FDA's website page on food dyes was written by a food industry lobby. It's listed there on the same page. It's listed under IFIC. And that's and if you go to the end of the section, you will see the name of the industry lobby in Washington. So, you know, you don't really want those guys writing your government's information on this stuff.
Well, that is fabulous information. And it never has been more true that the buyer should beware. And so tell us some more about what to look for in labels. Tell us about the resources that you have on your website and in your books, which I failed to mention again. They're Why Can't My Child Behave? And Healthier Food for Busy People. What should people look for in the labels, and what do you suggest for Halloween that's practical and safe?
Absolutely. The two main things when it comes to candy that you're going to find are the dyes and the artificial flavors. It's really simple. You want to stay away from anything that has a color followed by a number, whether it's red 40, yellow 5, blue 1. Color plus number means petroleum. You want to stay away from that stuff. The second thing to watch out for are the words artificial, imitation, or vanillin, which is typically found in many chocolates. So between the color plus number and the fake vanilla, artificial, imitation, or vanillin, or fake flavors of any type, those are the guys you want to stay away from. As far as finding candy that does not contain these things, well, they really are available. We talked about Ghirardelli's. Go to Target and other places and find it there. Walmart has a great value peanut butter cup that is acceptable. Palmer candies found all over the place. These are novelty holiday candies. A few of them have pure vanilla extract, and most of them have artificial vanilla, but if you look carefully, even in budget stores, you might find them there. Yummy Earth organic lollipops. And by the way, when we talk about natural lollipops, natural gummy bears, natural jelly beans, these are very pretty colors. These are not drab, uninteresting looking things. Sundrops are a natural version of M&M's. Even Jelly Belly now has a line of natural jelly beans. So it's all out there. I've even seen the Yummy Earth lollipops at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's amazing how many places have this. Now, if you happen to be fortunate enough to live near a Whole Foods market, hey, you're really in good shape. And if you don't, as I said, the even discount stores have them. And most supermarkets now have a natural food section, a healthy food section, and of course that gives rise to the question, if this section is the healthy food, what's the rest? But anyway,
yeah, really.
We probably shouldn't go into that.
It's only an hour on Saturdays that we have to spread this word. People are going to have to start thinking for themselves and say, ooh, wait a minute, just like you did. Send people to the website again for something, one section called product resources, or I've forgotten what the name of it is, but I've got it in front of me.
Sure.
On that page, it has a long list of things that are good for you. Let's go to Mitch in Austin, Texas. Hi, Mitch. Thanks for calling Healthy by Nature.
Hey, good morning, Marty. I wanted to see if y'all would talk a little bit about sucralose, and you also talk about other artificial sweeteners if you want. I see sucralose cropping up a lot, and it's a lot newer than aspartame and some of the others. So what do you think about that?
All right, great question, Mitch. Jane, what do you think?
Well, we are very nervous about it because we know how very little testing it had before it went into our food supply. And actually, I should qualify that. Chemicals like sucralose actually are being tested, but they're being tested on us. And we don't think that's a good way to do it. We know of adverse health effects from this. We are very suspicious of it. We are very leery of it. We know of the many, many problems from aspartame. So that's definitely off.
Yeah, just go on our archives and listen to any show by Russell Blaylock, and find out about the neurological effects of aspartame. But
Dr. Roberts has done wonderful work. Janet Starhall has done a lot of work on sucralose. Yeah, we stay away from synthetic sweeteners. What we tell people is, if you want a zero-calorie sweetener, stevia looks like it's just fine. Other than that, if your grandma didn't have it in her pantry, don't use it. You know, you don't want a sweetener that's created by a big pharma, by a pharmaceutical company. That can only lead to negative things.
Right, and they are able to keep the bad news from coming out until the patent runs out. But that it's the same old story. You stick with real food from real plants and not as minimally processed, you're better off. And definitely stay away from all of these chemical additives. Jane, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate the work that you're doing. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
And the website, again, is ADHDdiet.org. Well worth a trip there to see about it. Maybe you could become a member and help support this kind of good work. Jane Hersey's books are Why Can't My Child Behave? And Healthier Food for Busy People. Jane, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
I've had a great time with you, Marty.
Good. Well, maybe we'll do this again. And folks, stay tuned. Coming up, Teresa Holler is a practitioner. We're going to talk kind of in the same vein but along a different line to give you some more resources for how to protect your family from better living through chemistry, which isn't all it's cracked up to be. Thanks, Jane. Thanks, listeners. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whitaker.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536.
These days, who isn't looking for a nutritional bargain? Luckily, there's one that has dozens of dramatic health benefits of its own and also helps you get the most out of other nutrients in your food and supplements. This supplement reduces toxicity levels and markedly increases your important disease-fighting white blood cells. And listen to this. It boosts antioxidants by over 40%. Even more amazing, it improves absorption of crucial vitamin C 2,000% in the first hour. This natural wonder is aloe vera, but not just any brand. Only Lily of the Desert products have been clinically tested and are proven to offer these amazing benefits. Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb. AloSorb is a delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe get into your body at their maximum level. It's no accident that Lily of the Desert products are number one in natural food stores. Lily of the Desert retains and enhances the quality that nature created.
With prescription drugs, you can expect side effects. By contrast, natural remedies people often experience fringe benefits. For example, they take colostrum to improve immune function and their allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. In the same way that nature's colostrum helps infants build their digestion, nervous systems, and organs, when supplemented to adults, it helps improve their health and vitality in many different ways. Because Procoba colostrum also improves mineral absorption and greatly boosts the body's detoxifying enzymes, it should be a part of your program every day, not just when you're ill. Why Procoba? Because Procoba is 1.5 times more potent than the next brand and retains its natural balance. In fact, Procoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. Procoba is also backed by the most research. You or your favorite store can buy Procoba by visiting Percoba.com, that's P-E-R-C-O-B-A.com, or call toll-free 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery, on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We're joined in the second hour by Teresa Holler. She's a nurse practitioner. She's an author of a book called Holler for Your Health, H-O-L-L-E-R. That's her last name. And a very interesting book with a lot of great resources in it, and she joins us by phone. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm delighted that we were able to get together, and this is a wonderful way to follow up to Jane Hersey from the Feingold Foundation, talking about, we were talking specifically about Halloween candy and all the junk ingredients that are in all of our food, and places you wouldn't expect to find. You know, you look at a chicken pot pie, you don't think artificial colors and flavors, but check again.
There they are.
you wrote this this book in particular to, as you said, to protect children from cancer, autism, and other preventable diseases by doing one thing: shopping. That's just getting smarter about the shopping. And I presume you had a special place in your heart for the children, but this stuff applies to all of us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. My big concern, of course, is keeping families intact. And I think that our country, all of our policies focus on keeping older people alive longer. And we have totally forgotten about the fact that the most important thing is to raise healthy children and have their mommies and daddies alive long enough to support them. And that's not happening anymore. So that's why my passion was for that. But everything in my book is important for everyone to live a healthy life.
And what I like about your book is the practicality. I mean, it's really easy to throw rocks at these insane things that are in our food supply, but if you don't give people the resources and the knowledge to make better choices and essentially vote with their dollars, because we've seen it time and time again, the marketplace will respond. If we're interested in fat-free, however erroneous an idea that is, they will produce it. So if we send them good messages, they'll do the right things.
Oh, there's VOC-free paint out there. There's BPA-free bottles out there now. There's everything we ask for, we get. And the way we ask for it is by not paying money for the stuff we don't want.
Tell us some of the resources that you have in your book, just in case somebody has to leave us early. I want to give them let's start with your website, because there you have links to all these others.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some great resources, but if you don't want to write them all down and remember them, just go to this one place, my website. It's www.holler, H-O-L-L-E-R, forhealth.com. It's the number four and the word health.com. So hollerforhelp.com, and on the links page, you'll find everything I'm talking about. There's also a reading room where you can read some of the books that I read that opened my eyes to write my book, that are just kind of background information about specific topics. And then in my book, I have a 10-step action plan in the book Holler for Your Health that have the links I'm going to mention now, the links on the website, and many more to get you started. Okay?
That is great. I should have given a more proper introduction, because so that you can better appreciate. She's also written Cardiology Essentials. She's a physician assistant, and I think I may have called, not said that
nurse
quite
practitioner.
Right.
Yeah, but we do the same thing.
You do the same thing.
Okay.
But we want to be technically correct. You're a former assistant professor of medicine. You have a master's degree in medicine. You've completed doctoral work in medical writing and environmental health. Very, very well credentialed to say these things. But what appealed to me through all this was the heart that you have. And it's not just that you know this stuff. It's obvious that you really care about it. And you say that prevention was not – you've had all this fabulous education, that prevention wasn't really – talked about. I mean, how silly is that?
It's a priority. Prevention, standard traditional medicine prevention, is based on diet, exercise, and smoking cessation. And that's all well and good. We need that. But it's overlooking the most crucial point, which is toxic chemicals are bad for health, and health is getting bad. So if we want to have good health in today's toxic world, this is absolutely essential to know this. And the only way you're going to learn it is by reading books like Holler for Your Health, because doctors don't know about it. It's not part of our training as PAs or medical doctors. And the FDA is not protecting us from these things. So we really have to do our own research on this. And it really made me mad, because I had been treating patients for over a decade, teaching the next generation of medical professionals, and I knew nothing about this stuff. And how can I take care of people if I don't know this stuff? So that's where my passion came from. I just quit my job and wrote and wrote and wrote and researched and researched, and I was just like, you know, someone's got to tell people about this. And I thought it had to be me, because no one else was doing it.
Well, we have become a nation of sheep following leaders that, as it turns out, are ill-informed or have been corrupted by economic interests. They justify well with statistics they can come up with, the kinds of treatments that we get, and they downplay the risks. And it really does come down to an informed consumer saying, yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore. And I appreciate that you give us ways to not just be upset, but to actually take actions that will move the marketplace collectively. And part of what our people can do is to tell other people about books like yours and about programs like this, so that their neighbors can become part of the army of resistance against this craziness that's going on, of stuffing all these chemicals into us, and the recklessness with which new innovations are — that's probably redundant — innovations are put into the marketplace with inadequate testing or no testing. If you call something an inert ingredient, you can throw it into almost anything, no matter if it's arsenic. It's just up to us. What about the stuff we put on our skin? given to understand that we absorb a lot of what we put on our skin.
Here's the thing. Do we not put nitroglycerin patches on heart patients? Do we not put nicotine patches on smokers? Do we not put estrogen patches on women? There's a reason for that. The body absorbs that directly into the bloodstream. And because it's going through the skin, it bypasses the intestinal and liver detoxification pathways and gets directly to our organs. So the worst way you can take a chemical in is by placing it on the skin. And that's what we do with all of our personal care products, lotions, shampoos, baby shampoo. You would not be, it's just insane what we put in these things. There's nothing that you're buying conventionally on the, the traditional stores for your children that's safe. You have to go to cosmeticsdatabase.com and find a safer brand of children's shampoo, lotion, sunscreen. Everything that you put on your skin, everything you put on yourself or your child, you have to rethink, because just about every one of them is toxic unless you're looking for a specific brand. Usually these are available in natural health food stores online. They're not available in conventional stores.
And that was Cosmetics with an S, database.com.
Correct.
One of the great resources that you give us. And listeners would like you to know that Teresa donates a percentage of every book sold to the Andre Sobel River of Life Foundation, because no child should have to die alone in an American hospital. I'd like to know more about that when we return. That definitely sounds like something we would all be interested in. Our guest is Teresa Holler. She's the author of Holler for Your Health, Be the Key to a Healthy Family. And it's recommended by several doctors that I know what they're talking about, and I was impressed with the contents. We'll be right back with more from Teresa Holler on Healthy by Nature. This is Marty Whittakin.
Did your mother tell you to eat your broccoli? Well, scientific studies prove that she can now say, I told you so. Broccoli contains an exciting phytonutrient, sulforaphane. Toxins are a major factor in most degenerative diseases, from heart disease and diabetes to cancer. The body tries to detoxify, but too often the process gets stuck. Sulforaphane helps complete the process. Sulforaphane also protects our cells as a powerful antioxidant, neutralizing dangerous free radicals. That even protects our DNA, so that cells replace themselves properly. But no one wants to eat broccoli three meals a day. The answer is BroccoMax from Jarrow Formulas. Each capsule contains 30 milligrams of sulforaphane glucosinolate, concentrated to at least 20 times more than is found in the mature broccoli plant. For a limited time, buy one 60-capsule bottle of Jarrow BroccoMax and get the second one free. To take it advantage of this great offer, go to BroccoMax.com, BroccoMax.com, or call toll-free 1-800-768-1008 today. That's 800-768-1008.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins here with Real Food Groceries President Gail Pruitt. Gail, you're holding three very colorful foil bags. What do you got there?
They're the three Sprout Revolution products. Flax that is sprouted then ground. There's the original, one with blueberries and another with cranberries and goji.
Well, I know about flax. Why sprout it first?
Flax seeds are rich in omega-3 fats, fiber, and lignans. That helps the hormones balance naturally. Unfortunately, nature designs the seeds to resist digesting. So if you grind the seeds, they will spoil in a day. By sprouting the flax, you get great absorption of the nutrients, and the product is very stable.
Okay, but how's it taste?
Andy, I love all three varieties. They are nutty, good on salads, cereals, or whatever.
Thanks, Gail. Learn more or order at realfoodgrocery.com. Listeners or their favorite store can order by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
We're talking with Teresa Holler. She's the author of Cardiology Essentials, but today we're focused on Holler for Your Health, about how to improve your health by buying better products. She's a physician's assistant and a former assistant professor of medicine. And when we went to the break, Teresa, I mentioned about this Andre Sobel Foundation. What does that mean, that no child should have to die alone in a hospital? That's scary.
I'll tell you, when you mentioned the Andre Sobel River of Life, I just instantly smiled. I just love this organization. This was founded by Valerie Sobel, whose son died of cancer. And while she was in the hospital, she noticed children who were left all alone during chemotherapy treatment and horrendous medical interventions, and then eventually died alone. And so after her child, you know, became deceased, she went back and thought, what can I do for these children? And she asked the nurses, why are they all alone? And it turns out that many of them came from single-parent families or just very economically disadvantaged families, and their mothers simply could not afford to be there. And it breaks my heart. I'm going to tear up right now. So what she did is she started this amazing organization. She has partnered with children's hospitals all over the country, and she's done an amazing thing. She has allowed the social workers to simply submit a quick request, and there's no paperwork. Within 24 hours, emergency funding arrives, and the mothers can be there at the bedside with their dying children. And it just makes me, I feel like I'm going to cry.
So it gave me goosebumps.
There's no safety net for these families, and it makes me angry because I wrote my book to protect children from preventable diseases, and here are children who were not protected. So I feel like it's an injustice if they get these diseases at all. I mean, come on. We know that cancer and autism, all these diseases, have genetic predispositions, but they are all triggered by environmental chemicals. And so if we can read this book, if you buy this book, you will help your family and yourself, but then you're also helping these children who, you know, these families who have already suffered. And so it just felt good to do this. But I do want to point out one extra thing, is that if you do buy Holler for Health, every single book has a donation to that organization. But if you buy it directly from my website, because I retain a greater amount of profit, it more than doubles your contribution. So remember, hollerforhealth.com.
And that was the Andre Sobel River of Life Foundation. Very, very neat idea. That gives me an idea that I'll talk to you about for a program we're going to do in December. We've been talking about the chemicals in general, and I love what your attitude is. You don't really have to turn your lifestyle upside down. You just have to pay attention and buy better brands where you avoid things. And you mentioned earlier the BPA in the bottles, and you have a whole little section in here about plasticizers and how to avoid those. A little ray of hope here, an article that Canada declared BPA toxic.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, just last week.
Yeah. So, and we, our FDA is voting for their final opinion on October 31st. So if you want to get involved and send emails to your congressman, EWG.org, the Environmental Working Group, is where you go, www.ewg.org, and support this, because these things are toxic, they are awful, they are in baby bottles, they are in formula containers. Canada just said they're going to phase them out. We need to do the same. Your congressman need to hear from you.
And because otherwise, who gets the most access is the one with the most money. Guess what? It's the people who make the plastic bottles. Another article that I thought kind of opened up some new territory that was neat is this, the challenge by, KFC did this. They challenged you to feed your family on for under $10. And so the USA Today went out and took them up on it and went out and found, to nobody's surprise on this side of the world, that of the health world, that you can go buy real food and fix a nice meal for your family for under $10, and it doesn't have to be a greasy, starchy, fast food type meal.
Rice and beans and greens, everything you need right there, and it's cheap. But the other thing you can do, I have this great recipe where I take ground beef, which I only eat grass-fed beef that I buy just directly from a family farm here. But you can mix that with beans. You just process them in a food processor and mix them, a half a can of beans if you use a can. Maybe rinse them real good because of BPA. Or you can use regular beans that you prepare the night ahead by soaking. And you just mix them up in with the beef. And so it cheapens your beef because you're adding cheap beans to it. And I'll tell you, I take these to parties, and people always rave about the meatballs or the meatloaf. How did I do it? And that's my secret ingredient. It makes it healthier, it makes it cheaper, and everybody loves it.
Yeah, more fiber. And you said one important thing I want to go back to, and that's the rinsing the beans because of BPA. Folks may forget that the lining of the cans has that plastic coating.
They're thinking that our biggest intake is actually from cans, not from plastic, and that's because of the epoxy lining, which is containing BPA. So anything that you eat out of a can must be rinsed. If it's not rinsable, like soups or tomato sauces, do not buy them in cans. You should only be buying those in glass jars.
And those aseptic containers that look like cardboard on the outside? Are they plastic on the inside?
Well, some of those, you have to call the manufacturer. There's some that are called a Tetra Pak or a Tetra Brick, and there's some that are called Fig. If you look at the brand name on the bottom of the actual carton, you can those usually do not have BPA. Some do, some don't. You just have to know the brand of the actual packaging company. And I called to confirm those.
Good. And another one of the resources you give is Center for Science and the Public Interest. They've got a good one at CSPINET.org, Center for Science and the Public Interest. And we'll have more from Teresa Holler in just a minute. This is Marty Whittakin.
These days, who isn't looking for a nutritional bargain? Luckily, there's one that has dozens of dramatic health benefits of its own and also helps you get the most out of other nutrients in your food and supplements. This supplement reduces toxicity levels and markedly increases your important disease-fighting white blood cells. And listen to this. It boosts antioxidants by over 40%. Even more amazing, it improves absorption of crucial vitamin C 2,000% in the first hour. This natural wonder is aloe vera, but not just any brand. Only Lily of the Desert products have been clinically tested and are proven to offer these amazing benefits. Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb. AloSorb is a delivery system that ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe get into your body at their maximum level. It's no accident that Lily of the Desert products are number one in natural food stores. Lily of the Desert retains and enhances the quality that nature created.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores nationwide or online at probiotics12.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Remodel your gut today.
Mac nut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats, shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Mac nut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Mac nut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal ideal in stir fry. MacNut also makes a great salad dressing. Use MacNut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only MacNut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for MacNut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Boy, this has got to get your attention that in the span of about a century, cancer has soared from 1 in 8,000 to nearly 1 in 2. And as our guest Teresa Holler has pointed out, an awful lot of that blame you can lay at the feet of these chemicals in our homes, in our skincare products, and in our food and in the packaging of the food. And in her book, Holler for Your Health, she covers all of those categories: hazards in the home, the problems with plastics, technology, dental fillings, vaccinations, and a lot more. And she tells you what to do about it. She just doesn't say, whoa, throw her hands up in the air and say, this is a really big problem. She actually tells you how to buy in a way that you don't have a bad outcome. And Teresa, we had a question from the control room, and I think it's a very good one. You have a section in here about the different plastics. If it says number 5 on the bottom of your bottle or number 6 or whatever.
Right.
What about this number 7 in the BPA issue? Does the dynamic change if the bottle is changed? Like if you have a plastic bottle, it's empty in the morning, and you fill it up, you drink it during the day, and it's empty by the night, and you start over again the next day. Is that okay, or is it the sitting around in storage that's a problem? What do we know about that?
In my opinion, it's never okay to use a polycarbonate bottle, which is usually denoted by a number 7 in the triangle underneath your plastic containers. However, number 7 means other, and so some of the newer corn-based and eco-friendly plastics will also have a 7. Usually these are more flimsy plastics, and your polycarbonate are more rigid, but you can call the manufacturer to be sure. Like the new Gerber organic food, that has a number 7, and I called, and that's like a mixture of numbers. It's kind of like a medium bad plastic, not terrible like polycarbonate. But anyway, as far as what the FDA is saying is that certain uses of polycarbonate, like refilling or putting them out in heat or freezing them, will leach the BPA faster, and that you want to avoid doing that. However, in my opinion, you should avoid them altogether.
Well, and that includes those big 5-gallon plastic bottles that are in the office water cooler?
Yes. And what I do, I usually have a glass bottle that I refill with my purified water at home, but if you can't do that, you have to buy water while you're traveling. Buy the gallon that's cloudy. Flip it over. It's usually a 2, 4, or 5. And I like to say, use 2, 4, or 5 to stay alive. You remember that the cloudy gallon containers are usually okay. The small single serve, usually not okay. They're peat. That's just not as great.
Teresa, great information. It's Holler, the number 4, health, H-O-L-L-E-R, the number 4, health.com. Great information. Appreciate your being with us. And just empty a Snapple bottle and refill that out of filtered water.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. Realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536.